T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I don't think the Red Sox would make as many base running blunders if the two guys we're about to chat with were in the dugout waiting
for
them.
I'm scared to screw up right now in this segment.
We're going
to
pick our words carefully.
Yeah.
UFC Fight Night coming to Boston on Friday, October the 18th. Tickets go on sale Friday, August the 23rd. Chris Weidman, Calvin Kattar, both of whom are in bouts on that Fight Night are here. Guys, it's wonderful to have you both here with us. If you wouldn't mind, UFC and the Jimmy Fund have developed a really great relationship. Dana White, a wonderful tweet today. You guys are involved in an endeavor that is so violent, it is dangerous, and yet I would imagine that watching some of these patients and kids, in a way, that is a picture of a real, real fight, don't you think?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I recently was at a children's hospital, and, you know, people look up to us as fighters and, you know, see us as sometimes their hero, and then you see these kids, and they're fighting the real fight, and you instantly start looking up to them, and it really, you know, obviously that's what it's all about. I got 3 kids, so just to imagine the parents and what they're going through and the kids staying positive is just, it's an amazing thing to see.
And Calvin, you grew up around here in Methuen, so my guess is you've seen the Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon, you've heard it on WEEI, so you're familiar with what we've done these last couple of days.
Yes, for sure. What an honor it is to be here with the champ, Chris, you know, representing the UFC, partnering with the Dana-Farber, Jimmy Fund, and being a part of this whole event. And like Chris said, we have the opportunity to go out there, get in the cage, put our necks on the line, but a lot of upside on the end of our struggle and stress. You know, these kids are facing hard times. They're the real fighters, and hats off to them, and I'm happy to be here to support them.
Calvin, there have not been a lot of title contenders from this part of the country, and how special it must be for you to fight at the Garden and with a win, a chance to really kind of announce yourself as exactly that.
Yeah, for sure. Like I said, I like to keep fighting the guys that call themselves the best in the world, you know. Keep getting closer and closer, single digits, top of that list. And we're climbing. I got a tough test ahead of me with Zabit. But I'm excited to go out and earn my opportunity and shock a lot of people.
This will be the 6th time UFC's been here in Boston coming up. Tickets will go on sale on Friday. We want to tell people about that. Talk about the Boston fight fans. I mean, you grew up in front of a lot of these fans. You've worked up and down New England. I've been told there's some of the best fight fans in the country. Would you agree with that, you know, being growing up around here?
Yeah, we got the best fans in the world, man. This is title town. The only thing we're missing is a UFC belt.
New York.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. See, easy, I mean, see. Here we go. Okay, there we go.
I ain't scared.
Can you turn his microphone off?
Hey, we got the champ, man, in the building. New York meets Boston. Yes. Here for a great cause. I mean, if we're going to do it, man, reach in your pockets, reach in your hearts, man, support a great cause. What a great opportunity to be out here and speak with you guys. And anybody that comes live to the event, they're in for a great time because we're playing back-to-back. Tom Petty won't back down. That's if right. You ain't coming for the fights, come for the concert, baby.
I got a call one day from somebody in the UFC, and Heidi, and she was asking me, hey, is it okay if Calvin Kattar uses your walkout song? And I'm like, so I could actually tell him no right now and just completely screw this guy over. I'm like, you know what? Go ahead. It's a privilege.
New weight class for you. What are the challenges in those kinds of changes?
He just wanted to pack on some pounds
Go
up to 205.
He
just wanted to eat more in the summer.
I wanted to be a little chubby. I got to be honest.
Nothing wrong with that.
I don't know.
I tell my wife the same thing.
Does Boston even have pizza? I'm not sure. But in New York, we have
pizza. Oh, Santarpio's. Come on. Give me a break.
How you doing? No, yeah, I mean, I've been cutting a lot of weight for, you know, a good amount, pretty much all my career. And, you know, now we have this fight about 8 weeks out, and already the mental, I have just so much off my plate now, not having to worry about cutting all that weight, where I could just kind of focus on my techniques now and focus on Dominic Reyes.
Calvin, if he doesn't let you do the walk-up music, just say 4 World Series in 15 years. That should do the trick.
If that doesn't do it.
Who cares? Baseball. Come on. No,
Yankee fan or a Met fan?
A Mets fan.
So having a good year. I was going to say, either way, you can't really lose.
That's
they both had a pretty
that's
good
right.
year.
I mean, if the Yankees start doing good, I could be a Yankees fan too, so I have options.
They say hockey's great, yeah. man, but I feel like a lot
you
of people
have,
love the
You guys
fights.
Don't have two teams, right? Just the Red Sox?
Just the Red Sox. They only need one in Boston.
That is
New York needs to.
Hey, I give that to you. Yeah, and the Patriots, you guys are pretty good.
Does New York have a football team?
Not really.
I don't think so.
Not really. I got to be honest. No. Come at me.
Yeah.
Hey, the Jets. We have multiple. Jets, Giants, Buffalo. Come on. This is crazy.
You can't count the Jets. You can't count the Jets. The Patriots
have owned
them.
I feel like
it's embarrassing.
If anything, you can't count the Buffalo. You can't count Buffalo. It's just too far upstate.
No, don't tell Chris Berman that.
No, Chris
Berman. I did catch two games live at MetLife. And both home games, man, it was tough. I had to tuck my tail in between my legs.
You had a Patriots jersey on?
Yeah, that's the whole ballsy. Nine. I was visiting my cousin in New York, so I had a
I got to be honest. Like, I don't think you could pay me to come here with, like, a Yankees jersey on. I'm not doing it.
That's all right.
Yeah, I followed through, man.
Am I getting beat up?
No, not anymore.
Boston. Oh, yeah, Boston fans, they're nice. They're good people.
No, you're huge. You're not getting beat up. Someone my size,
but I watched the movie Good Will Hunting many times. And I know there's a bunch of Southie guys out here. Matt Damon was no joke. Robin Williams, you know, wrote that letter to his friends. He had to leave his wife. I mean, go see about a girl.
Weidman breaks down Goodwill Hunting on the Red Sox.
The New Yorker.
The telethon.
I don't think you got anything to worry about as far as getting beat up. But if you got a New York plate in your car, might not be there when you get back.
All right, Friday, October 18th at the Garden. What else? Any last thoughts on what the fans should know about that great night at the Garden?
First, they should reach in their pocket, support a great cause. And then they should go support the UFC event for me and the champ, Chris Weidman, coming out and putting on a show for the TD crowd, man. They remember what happened last time. I'm looking to build off that and take out this guy Zabit that they call him the next contender.
Well, yeah. Well, starting with the co-main with Calvin and Zabit, you got two of the biggest up-and-comers in that weight facing each other. Both looked unbelievable lately. So I'm really excited to see that. And then obviously you got me coming up in weight. Against number 4 Dominic Reyes, who's undefeated, and I'm going to go out there and put on a show and show the world that I'm coming for that 205 belt.
A lot of Tom Petty and a lot of good fights. You said in October, you're right about that, but Friday tickets go on sale. Ticketmaster.com, Friday morning at 10 a.m. The place can be banged out. Boston's 6th event. People are waiting for this UFC to come back to Boston, so they want to get the tickets on Friday morning, 10 a.m. They can donate now. And then get their tickets
perfect.
On Friday. That's the play for the next
thanks
couple
of
days.
Thanks to both of you for coming on. It's been great.
Guys, thank you.
To help with the big cause.
No problem.
Yeah, this
go
is
go take some more pictures, Calvin. Yeah. Let's go.
Chris Weidman, Calvin Kattar.
Yeah, you guys
will be UFC Fight Night October 18th at the Garden.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.